Okay, lots of different opinions on the Donald Trump versus the NFL story that you've been hearing nothing about. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger regrets his team's decision to stay off the field until after the national anthem on Sunday. He released a statement on his website yesterday saying, "The idea was to be unified as a team when so much attention is paid to things dividing our country, but I wish we approached it differently. I personally don't believe the anthem is ever the time to make any type of protest." That's Ben Roethlisberger from the Steelers. Alejandro Villanueva, you remember this? He's the one Steelers player who came out of the tunnel to stand for the national anthem. By the way, United States veteran. What did he serve in? Brooke or Amy, who was telling me about that?
He served 3 tours in Afghanistan.
Ah, wow. Okay. So that adds another layer to how he might feel or whatever. I mean, he didn't want to come out all the... Turns out he didn't want to actually come out all the way. He was standing with his team by not coming out for the anthem, but he did want to see the flag and put his hand over it in his own private way.
Yeah, I heard him do a big apology about how it all turned out.
Yeah, and then he came out a little too far because he couldn't quite see the flag, and so everybody thought he was taking a stand against his team, and he wasn't. So it's pretty complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan joined the fight between Trump and the Golden State Warriors. He said, quote, "Those who exercise the right to peacefully express themselves should not be demonized or ostracized." He goes on to say, "I support Commissioner Adam Silver, the NBA, its players, and all those who wish to exercise their right to free speech." President Trump thought he had NASCAR on his side. One notable exception, you mentioned this yesterday, Amy, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he believes in peaceful protest, and he gave a quote from JFK. So he's sort of going against what NASCAR ruled, which is that everybody must stand for the anthem.
The internet is hammering Donald Trump because in 2013, Donald Trump said the president had more important things to do than dealing with the NFL and telling the NFL what to do.
Uh-oh.
When President Obama said the Redskins should change their name back in 2013, and Donald Trump hammered him back then, and everyone's hammering him now.
He tweets so much that no matter what's going on, you can always find an old tweet that has to do with it. Like, right. It's crazy.
LeBron James does not regret calling Trump a bum. And finally, Tom Brady weighed in on a radio show yesterday. We know that Tom Brady and Trump are apparently friends. But
yeah.
This is what Brady had to say about Trump's statement about the NFL and players who protest.
"I certainly disagree with, you know, what he said and you know, thought it was just divisive. And I'm never one that says, oh, that's wrong or that's right or that's... But I do believe in what I believe in. And I believe in bringing people together and respect. And some of my great friends are from, you know, Florida, you know, Virginia, you know, New York, Montana, Colorado, Texas."
What is he naming all the states? All 50 states? What's he doing?
Alabama, Alaska, yeah. Arizona.
here to comment is fake Donald Trump.
"Get right back here. This is fake Donald Trump.
Hi, fake Donald.
I disagree with Tom Brady disagreeing with me."
Ah, you agree to disagree to disagree.
Wait, how many disagrees was that? And what was that thing with all the states?
Right, yeah.
What is this, Jeopardy? Hey, Tom, where's Tallahassee located?
Florida.
Right. Where would I find the city of Arlington?
Virginia.
Ooh, correct. Where would I find the Statue of Liberty and a town called Billings?
New York, Montana.
Good job, Tom Brady.
Mike and Amy. 99.5 The Wolf.